G'day, welcome to the Simple Cooking Channel. Today I'm going to show you how I make a New York cheesecake. So yummy, let's go.
Get about 250 grams of some sort of biscuit, a sweet one preferably. You can use any type. I'm using Nice biscuits, you can use graham crackers, whatever. And if you don't have a food presser, put them in a sealable bag like that. Get something like a rolling pin and beat the living crap out of them until they're just crumbs. Now this is only about half because this is the only bag I've got, so I'll be making twice this. This is only 125. Once they've had enough, just put them in a good sized bowl, and then we want to melt 125 grams of butter. Now the crushed biscuits add 125 grams of melted butter. Just mix it through. Now get a cake tin, spray it with a little bit of oil or grease it with something. Now you want one that you, where you can do this. You can push the base up and pull this in. So we want to squash this down and try and put it up the sides a bit. Now you can use anything to flatten it. The underside of a glass is always good. Like that. Let's try and get some of this up the side. Just put this in the fridge for about 30 minutes and then we'll get on to the next part. Now get a mixer, either a hand mixer or if you've got something like this with an attachment, use this. And you want to throw in 500 grams of cream cheese. Then add 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract or vanilla essence, and 1 cup of sugar. Now mix this until it's smooth and creamy. Now add 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. Now we don't want to mix this yet. Then add 300 grams of sour cream. Now we just want to fold all this in. Now get the cake base, now that's been in the fridge for about half an hour, and pour this straight in. Now pop this in the oven at 170 degrees Celsius, which is about 330 to 340 degrees Fahrenheit. If it's fan forced, 150 degrees Celsius and about 300 Fahrenheit. And bake for about 1 hour, 15 minutes, or until the center is just firm. All right, that's done. Now it should be, I'm gonna shake that, see the center wobbles like that. It should be firm, so it just wobbles like that. Now, leave this in here to cool for 3 hours with the door just slightly ajar, so like that. And then after 3 hours, put it in the fridge and leave it in there overnight. There you go. There's your awesome New York cheesecake. Now just cut a slice and eat. Yum.
Well, I hope you like this. So good. Will you marry me? That is the best New York cheesecake ever. I'll see you next time for my next meal.